12 to 9 with great pleasure. We welcome to the studio one of the greats, I'm going to say it, one of the greats of Australian stage, screen, radio,
shopping centres.
Shopping centre, anywhere, and literary as well. He's got a stack of books. Well, two anyway, two. That I can count. Lolly Scramble, and now a nest of occasionals. The man, of course, is Tony Martin. Good morning and welcome.
Thanks, guys. What's happening here?
Well, look, before I ask you anything, we're just helping the police out a little bit. Can you answer this question, please?
Do you have any involvement in the murder of Michael McGuirk?
Well, yes, I do. It's completely. What's going on? Is this something to do with the waterfronts? Apparently, I've discovered this morning that Series 2 of The Wire was a documentary.
Is that right? Yes.
I shouldn't comment any further on that matter, should I?
I must have been over. I did pick up the newspaper this morning and they went, oh, crime links to the waterfront. Really?
Yeah. That's surprising, isn't it?
Out of the bag, that one, isn't it?
It is. Look, this book, and I have to say, and I don't like to biggie up people usually.
Oh.
Your writing is so beautiful. The last book we're talking about, Lolly Scramble, is wonderful. And again, here you're talking about little stories, vignettes from your life, but the writing is sensational. And I love the fact that you still embrace the notion of amateur theatrics, the Epsom Players.
Yes, I'm a huge. Well, exactly. I have fictionalised many of the. There is no play called Pardon My Spats.
You know what?
I did have to change the name of that.
I was about to ask you, can I buy the rights to Pardon My Spats?
Well, in the first book, there was a play, and I can't say what it is, but I called it You Screamed, My Lord. And I've had amateur theatre actors call me up for years going, I was in that one. Well, we had two guns that didn't go off either. But amateur theatre, there is nothing funnier than an amateur theatre disaster.
That's true.
I've done a play, Pardon My Spats was one where I was on stage. I was actually trying to impress a girl who was in the play with
Candy?
Me.
I think you recall
that's
her.
That's been changed as well.
Yes, good.
And a giant spider just started crawling out of my tuxedo up the side of my neck on the away from the audience side.
Yeah, yeah.
And I realised I had about 6 seconds before I had to turn around, so I just did a slap on the side of the neck. Mm-hmm. And everyone on stage just started... Well, I think gagging and possibly vomiting in disgust.
It's a beautiful thing. Mike and I used to be in amateur theatricals in Newcastle.
Yes.
And
West Side Story over here.
But I was in a great production of A Toast to Melba, which featured, I don't know what that was bricked in, we were all sitting on the side of the stage when we weren't on, and we had to enter through a door, which was just a door in a door frame, no walls. And one night the door got stuck, and nobody could work out whether you could actually walk around because there was nothing else, or wait till someone tech came on and fixed the door. It's a brilliant place to be.
And did you have a covering line?
I had nothing.
I must get that door fixed, Vicar.
I was in a production of Peer Gynt and
Peer Gynt?
Yeah, and in the Hall of the Mountain King was so drunk he came on stage with a piece of pizza.
Tony Martin, stick around and talk to us. This is The Pretenders, Don't Get Me Wrong. It's 9 and 9 and you're on Vega 95.3. Pretenders, Don't Get Me Wrong. Vega 95.3. Tony Beck and Mikey at 5 to 9. We are with Tony Martin, the author of A Nest of Occasionals. That was perhaps the most disappointing gift I ever got from my young children was I did get a nest of tables.
How many in the nest?
3 in the nest.
Only 3? Yeah. That's very poor. 17, I think we had in ours.
17?
Getting down to one that would just have a single thimble on it. With some cocktail franks.
It is a very funny book, but on a serious note, one people realise when they read the book and when they meet you is you are from New Zealand.
Yes.
You must be greatly relieved. There was actually on the news, breaking news half an hour ago, the tsunami alert for New Zealand has been lifted.
Oh, thank goodness. Yeah. Dave Dobbin had moved things up to higher ground for no reason at all.
But people were getting on Helen Clark's shoulders. Just
Oh, dear, because we've already survived the combined work of Sauron and Saruman. Got through that. Now this.
Now, Tony, I want to know, because I've had your last book, and I still have your last book in prime position on my bookshelf, and whenever I have a spare minute, I grab it and I read another, because I've read the whole thing, but I reread. A video. In fact, I read the passport one the other day, the bank passport one.
I still have a bank passport.
I know. One. I love that. But do you actually diarise this stuff? Because it's all stuff that is so much our growing up, but it's stuff that we've all forgotten.
I just write it. I've always written down things that people have said at school. There's whole conversations in here that I've had written down in notebooks from when I was a kid. And because there's the one about the special class at school. That was a new thing. And the phrase intellectually handicapped was a new phrase that we were encouraged to use. And a friend of mine's mum said, I don't like those words. We're not having that used. We're not having intellectually handicapped used in this house. And her husband went, well, what should the kids say? I prefer the phrase unfortunate. And when you hear something like that, you just, you can't, you know, Mikey, you write that stuff down. That's
true.
That is unfortunate.
Now, there's one of the things you talk about, and we'll discuss this with our Ben, who works with us.
Yes.
Some weird derivative of the kiwi fruit. What's it?
Oh, the feijoa.
The feijoa.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, so you talk about nicking feijoas. What is a feijoa?
Well, the feijoa is, how would you describe, Ben? Sort of like a kiwi fruit and a peach halfway between.
But without the fur.
But yeah, I always remember my mother, because we were always stealing feijoas from the neighbour's fence. I always remember her constantly saying to us, can you stop stealing her feijoas? They taste awful. Immediately implicating herself in the theft.
You're, of course, one of the unfortunates when you, your dental work I love too. Anybody who comes late to the braces is good.
Yeah, well, I had braces in my first job. But then, because I couldn't afford braces, so they were paid for by the government. On sort of the equivalent of the National Health in New Zealand.
Nice.
And then I had to pay like another $3,000 instalment. Uh-huh. And the thing was that I'd always wanted my own stereo. This was my first job when I left school. And I'd grown up in a house where there was only AM radio. I'd never heard the Sex Pistols or the Velvet Underground. I had 15 years of listening to the Carpenters, mm-hmm. Gilbert O'Sullivan,
James Last,
ELO, the James Last Orchestra. And so it came to a choice of do I buy a stereo or do I have good teeth?
Yeah.
And I went for the stereo.
Good boy.
I still have dodgy teeth to this day as a result, but I just went, I can't hear any more ELO.
But you are a hi-fi buff, aren't you, to this day?
I still have a Pi 3-in-1.
Oh, my God. Oh, I remember that. We had one of those.
Did it have the arm that clicked over so you could stack 5 LPs?
Yeah, sure did. But did you do the thing of judging, in the old days, judging how good a stereo was by how good the eject button on the cassette was? Like, if you hit eject and it just went da-da-da-da-da-da, no, that's not a good stereo.
That's twice I've heard from you already, I still have. Are you a I still have kind of guy?
I only recently had dial-up internet. And it was actually great towards the end because everyone went over to broadband and suddenly dial-up got really fast.
That's right. You were the only user.
It was fantastic.
Well, hang on. Someone told me once too that you're the last person in Australia to collect laser discs.
I still have a lot of collectible Criterion Edition laser discs.
What's your house look like?
It looks like 1974. That's what it looks like.
Do you have envelopes filled with old hair?
Certainly. What can I get you?
Who can I get you?
What do you need?
Tony Martin, I wish the day wouldn't end. That's so lovely to see you.
Thanks.
A Nest of Occasionals, the book by Tony Martin. If you've not, I know you all know him, but if you haven't read any of his work, he does writing as beautifully as he does talking.
It's beautiful.
It's all spelt correctly.
Yeah. Thank you so much for being here, Tony Martin. And sadly, that's also where we leave you, in the capable hands and throat of Alex Dean, the Parramatta supporter, who today, without the jersey, just the hat. We're back tomorrow. Matt Preston.
He's wearing other clothes.
That's good. Matt Preston will join us. Mossy, Marsha, Hines. Have a great day. Catch up at 6.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.